Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy Monday. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson, and I have one potato, two potato, three potato, four. I was listening to Shelby's music, so forgive me if I am a little silly and childlike this morning. I did feel definitely like I've been nostalgic. I know I'm sure I'm getting ready for that retrograde, and I'm sure all of you are as well. I am actually looking forward to it this time because I feel like it's going to put a lot of things to rest, but also a lot of things giving us space and time to really reevaluate what we still need to heal, and we'll get into that in a little bit. I believe today is February the 23rd. I'm so bad with dates lately because I've been so in a reading space, and that's where I like to stay. I have found a groove that I absolutely love, and I, of course, love being with all of you. My heart goes out to all of you. I have so many friends and clients and actually family members over in Mexico. So my heart goes out to all of you, and I am definitely praying and with you in spirit for sure. Please be safe and take it easy. I also want to say good morning to those of you coming in the room today. And Mark Hessen's with us. And, you know, Mark, I'm telling you, you are a hard act to follow. You are smoking it up here on YouTube, and I love it. And I'm so grateful for your presence and your platform. So I want to shout out to you this morning. You know, I get a little nostalgic through these retrograde moments, but in any case, I'm teasing you, but big hugs. And I've been reflecting a lot on our times in Colorado and stuff like that. And for all of you who know me, I am here this morning with a breath of fresh air. We had a little house guest this week, and it was my husband's best friend growing up in school. And of course, I had to keep a very separate space. And at the same time, it was interesting to say the least. And of course, people don't really understand what it's like to be with someone who has this mission or this calling. And I don't want to say too much here, but I will say this. I love my space. I love our life. And I absolutely love so very much being with all of you. I am so grateful for the peace and harmony of this nature surrounded place I call home. And I am so grateful to be able to connect with you one-on-one. I am very bad with anybody in my space other than my husband and my dogs. Of course, my family in and out, but very in and out. It really was a reminder of why I do what I do, because one of the main lessons I think that we learn in time is about ourselves and how much of a boundary or not that we are placing on our energy and ourselves, our space day to day in the world. And really it was something that I think when we go through circumstances, and I went against my intuition. I just want you to all know, because I adore my husband and I'll do anything for him. But I did go against my intuition, and it was a valuable lesson for everyone. But I also want to say, for all of you who question yourselves or put yourselves on the spot day to day and wonder why you're so sensitive or why you can't be around certain energies or anything that happens to you in life, just going out and about every single day, you know, give yourselves a pat on the back for that, because it is so significant, the sensitivity that you all carry. And it is so real that I want you to forever honor that and honor yourselves and never go against your intuition or your boundaries, because it was an experience, and I'll say nothing else. But at the same time, I want, yeah, it is a sanctuary for sure, but I want you to all accept the fact that it's okay to be who you are without trying to cross those lines or without trying to stretch yourselves or quote unquote step out of your comfort zone. Because we don't need to push ourselves out of our comfort zones as much as we hear in the world, you know, oh, when you move and when you move or stretch or, you know, take a step and all these other things. I want to be really cautious about all of these things forevermore. And I'm sure my husband will also. So with that being said, the puppies and I, Lulu's hanging in there. We are chilly, but we have nothing to gripe about. I have family members and friends under tons and tons of snow. So please be well, stay warm, and stay safe. I am a tiny bit jealous that it's not white here, but at the same time, I know it's a royal pain in the ass. So lots and lots of comfort and blessings to all of you. I want to also shout out to Savannah Arienta, who I'm going to be with in a few weeks at my son's wedding. And I just want to show you guys something. So this is one of her, I don't know if you could see this or not, because I can't tell where I am showing to you guys. Here we go. But this is one of her books, and there are many, I believe there are five out there for the world now, but Savannah and I grew up together, and I want to support her and promote much of what she has written, because she was a bit ahead of herself and time as far as her writing and her teachings go. And now it seems like the world is catching up, but of course our part of the world. So a big shout out to her. I know she's buried under some snow herself. And go ahead on over to Amazon if you feel called. Her, this book is called Lightworker. It happens to be one of the ones that resonate with me. And I want to share some of this knowledge with you over time. But in the meantime, go ahead and check it out. It's definitely worth your investment and a good read through all this when your trucks can run, of course, and deliver. But in any case, let me come on in. I am laughing. I just want to shout out, Lois, I see that you're out there in the snow. I know it's really bad where you are. And Suzanne, Annika, Becca, Becky, hi, Lara, Christina, Pamela. I know Erica's here, and Becky. Fairy, thank you for, oh, she says, thank you for the reminder and understanding. It's amazing how much we beat ourselves up. I think for myself, I definitely will, hon, thank you. I'll write it in the chat before we go or when we leave. It's amazing how much we beat ourselves up for not being able to maybe be out in the world and present the way we think others do, or perhaps saying no to certain things that involve a lot of people or even having people come on over, you know, it's very challenging. And so, I'll say no more for now. I saw somebody write a message and retract it. Come on in. Just come on in and ask me. I'll be taking your questions. I think you get all my points and purposes. And I'm laughing because I know you all know what I'm talking about. And I want you to go easier on yourselves moving forward. You know, let's briefly talk about the retrograde, because it's something that I am... I love to acclimate with it instead of fight it. I love to use it for our advantages, even though there will be moments of stress, of course, just like any other time in our lives. Sometimes we can have a configuration in the sky that is absolutely fabulous, but we personally have something going on astrologically or even in our daily lives that may take us off, you know, off track or whatever. And at the same time, we want to embrace what we know about our astrological arrangements, but nevertheless, we're human and we have a lot of other things to consider, you know? I feel that when we come up on a Mercury retrograde and we remember, as we remember, all of those RE words, we can really recall not only the places, people, and events to really take us ourselves on another healing adventure. We could take also the time and a step back. Yes, I'm happy to answer all of your questions today. We could take a step back to review what it is we want to improve upon, or we want to launch, or we want to begin anew or refresh, or all of these other things that we have. I definitely feel good morning, everybody coming on in. I definitely miss you too. Hi, Gail. I'll come take a look at you for sure. I've missed you also. And here's another thing, okay, with the retrograde. Sometimes we want to step back from our normalcy, or we want to step back from routine to perhaps rejuvenate ourselves in a different way and actually try something a little unique or off the beaten path of what we normally do. Around our healings, specifically. I'm saying this because it's Pisces energy that never wants to go away. No, I'm teasing. I'm saying that with this upcoming retrograde, I think there are so many things that we can do to use it to our advantage. And remember all those RE words, including real estate, which I promote during the cycle, because you can really make some good money on it. Anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on that. I do want to come to the room. I think you get my point. There's nothing to fear. I've had a few people say, oh my God, another retrograde. Yeah, we go through three retrogrades with Mercury itself in a year. So we just suggest, and it's nothing to worry about. It's nothing to stress about. It's actually something to really try to embrace. And I feel confident that if we go with the flow instead of fight the flow and kick and scream and try to over control, over analyze, overthink, over process, over complain, over all of these, just all of it, I think that we really work against ourselves. Even if it was not a Mercury retrograde time, you know, it's the same thing. But we want to use it to our advantage because there's so much advantage to it. And I want you to remember that going through this next one. And I'll check in with you weekly through it to see how we're all doing, okay? A lot of ghosts from the past, I want to say this time. I'm feeling this for many of you. And so, or perhaps a trigger. This is what happened to me. I was very, very traumatized over, and it was no fault of anyone's that it occurred. I was triggered about some things that happened a long time ago in my space at my residence, you know, prior to Nat and Stewart. And so it took a different turn for on its own, you know, and no one would really relate to that. But the point being is that I had to realize what has changed and how much more we, you know, of a solid as we grow and we, I don't want to say age, but yeah, that's part of the truth. As we grow in our wisdom, we become more and more secure in our boundaries and we learn not to go through that and not to step over our own, okay? Okay, so let's come into the room. I want to see who's here and who's asking me questions first. I absolutely appreciate you all being here. Okay, let's take a look now. With more love for yourselves, of course, always. Karen says, what you're saying resonates with my stress of trying to plan my schedule, trying to please others and take care of myself. You have to take care of yourself too, as you know, but also you know what works for you. Anything that doesn't throw off your nervous system and sometimes the sensitivity of where we're at, even it really is a sign of my eyes are itchy. So I know somebody's guides are out here trying to get me to look at something. But it really is a sign. Your sensitivity is a sign that your intuition and your gifts or your abilities, whatever it may be for you, your treasures, it's a sign that they're heightened as well. So, hey, if I have to use that for an excuse from now on, I'm going to do it. So, and definitely recognize the signs, you know? All right. So let me see. I have a question regarding my upcoming trade show. Okay. She's really nervous. See, now this is the thing, Maya, remembering that I'm telling you your sensitivity is high. So, you know, and you're coming to the trade show and I'm sure that that's a nerve-wracking experience, you know? So I think taking breaks or time out from the space with the others will help you a lot. I actually have a vision though, that there are two people there that you are going to connect with and meet. I don't want to use the word consume you, but it will actually heighten a lot of positivity in the space, these two people, and it may override or overrule everything else that goes on there for you. And so I feel good about that vision. I see a bit of an adventure. I do see you holding yourself back at times, but that's okay as well. I don't know why I'm getting this 4-hour increment thing, but that's what they're showing me. That feels right. I don't know what that means, but they are showing maybe taking breaks like this. I feel more information coming also that's going to help you relax and make you feel more comfortable. And I think you're going to do very, very well. Okay. And you come back and let me know how you do with it, but I am, I'm actually not worried one bit, and I hope that helps. Okay. Let me see, who's next here. Does that make sense yet? The 4 hours? Maybe it will when you're, maybe it's saying just don't, you know, definitely take your breaks. All right, let's take a look. Maya, I overall feel like you're going to do really well. The only thing, the other thing I'm thinking is there like a parking pass? They're showing me something about the stupid parking lot or something. Like, make sure you're all prepared for all of that and know where, you know, kind of plan it out, take a peek. I think that this is what we would prepare for. I think, especially in a retrograde cycle, we'll want to take a look at everything before we get there, know where we're going before we get there. We could prepare ahead, and actually certain things could happen that are beneficial to us when we do these things, and it can actually work out a lot better, you know, than you anticipate. But being unprepared is not what we want to do during the cycle, of course. Okay. I think you're going to do great though. Becky, I want to answer your question also. And I've been seeing this a lot, especially. So she said, can you please tap into my son, Jensen? He's in 10th grade. He's had some disappointment and setbacks. I think sometimes the adults, the teachers are more harsh than the kids and vice versa. But in this case, I feel that too. I think he's in a growth year. He's definitely in a growth spurt. And I do feel like it's a little awkward. I would try to redirect a little bit of this, not to brush it and sweep it under the carpet, but definitely to say, hey, we have so many things over here that are going on. You know, usually when people start picking on one of the kids, it's because he has something they want, or he's great at something they want to be great at, or he's just attracting certain, and it's not coming out that way. It actually comes out in a very different way. And so my hunch is he'll get into something. Now it's going to take some time, Becky, because there's no shortcuts around this. I want to call it cruel because I could sense his emotions around it. But at the same time, you know, he feels underestimated and overlooked. I actually feel like it's because somebody, I actually feel like it's the opposite. Even though it's coming out that way, he will shine or rise above this time frame, and he will actually be really, really good at something coming up ahead where it's going to be difficult for people not to notice. He's at an awkward time. It's going to improve. I do feel this is going to emerge, but right before the year of school ends. So what, May-ish, May, or it's coming up on us pretty quickly. But once that happens, he'll feel so much better. I believe that he's also going to have a friend that's going to lift him and help him. Someone who's also a bit shy. Let me just take a peek at something here. But I see this vision as well. Somebody's helping him. He has a little bit longer hair. Really sweet, sweet young man. But in any case, this is going to be better. I think it's going to ebb and flow. I also want to remind you of something, and he's definitely, definitely disappointed, but he will emerge new. Here's what I want to also say. And I know this, and believe me when I tell you, I trust that Jensen's telling you the truth and everything. I feel like he's disappointed also in himself because something about, I don't know if they have homework or in school work or whatever it is, but I feel like he doesn't feel like he's achieving a certain academic goal or something in a class. And sometimes mom gets the worst case scenario of everything going on because they're really trying to remove your attention from other things. So you have a little softness about it. So remember, they're very, very smart. So I'm kind of getting a mix. I'm not saying it's not true. He had a foot correction done. Okay, so and wait till you see what happens next. The thing is that when you, okay, he has good grades. Okay, but I feel like there's something that he's having a struggle in with one of the classes, and you're going to know about this. But so he's disappointed in himself about this. So this one thing that's happening, I think he's feeling insecure about. He'll catch up. I know he'll succeed, but I also feel like it's some of this is a bit of a distraction to him being disappointed, of course, in himself as well. He will not be overlooked long term. He will also benefit from this one friend. I don't know if you know who this person is yet, but he will show up. It's almost like, I don't want to call him a rescuer, but in an energetic way, he is. He does have some struggles. Okay, yeah, I think that too. So he's also, mom gets the hardest part of the news and sometimes the worst side of the story. And so I know you feel him. I know you're sensitive and connected. Of course, he's your child, but also remember he's in 10th grade and he really doesn't, you know, they want a distraction for mom too because you're going to get the best. Like, it's almost like, how many of you have heard your children or they came to you with a terrible situation, a very hard relationship with a childhood friend, crying, kicking, screaming. And then, and this is an extreme example, but this is what they do, the kids. They come to you and say, this one, so-and-so is not my friend. And then you want to strangle the kid, you know, no, not in reality, but you know, in your spirit, you're like, oh, why is this kid giving my kid such a hard time? And then 5 minutes later, they're like best friends laughing on the phone. And then you go, wait, what is that? What happened? Who is that? You know, oh, that's Joe. You know, oh, I thought Joe was just, you know, made you cry. Oh no, we're great. Don't worry about it. It's like this, you know? So some of this is coming into play. So I'm not downplaying the situation, but I really do believe this is what happens. And so it's, you know, try to take on some of it, but not all of it. You know what I'm saying, right? So I think there's a little bit of that in the mix too. So we have to kind of consider the age and the growth and learning and growing and stuff like that. It's going to be fine. You're okay. I hope that makes sense. Good morning, Nadine, out of acupuncture. Nice that you're here. Let me see who is next. Good morning. Happy you made it. I see all of you in the Northeast. Many of you are not here today, and I'm shouting out to you all. Some of you have no power still, but hopefully this blizzard will settle down. Joni, I'm here with a health issue, no source identified. Chiropractor, maybe MRI. Pisces sun, definitely healing. Joni, let me take a look at you. I think a little rest also. I do see, is there someone that you used to see prior to now? I feel like your intuition is on point. I think that would, of course, I'm not allowed to give any medical advice, but I will say that I feel like your intuition is on point right now, and I see a female chiropractor or practitioner, metaphysician, whatever it may be, energy worker, but definitely chiropractors validating and what you're thinking it is. If something like this has happened to you in the past, I also feel that. And I believe wholeheartedly that it will correct in time. It's not, I don't see anything major, you know what I mean? But at the same time, of course, always see your physician or chiropractor, so be it. I think you know what it is what they're showing me. And I do see some more healing. I don't know if I would run to the MRI piece right away, but you do what they tell you to do, of course. I just feel like there's something else coming that will, I feel like you need more healing time around it. So let's see what they say. And then, and if of course you're got, you know, you're advised that you would get the MRI, then you can do that. But you know, sometimes these things happen. It's so annoying when they do, but they do happen to slow us down also for a reason. And I believe some of that. And I do believe you're healing on different layers and levels as well. So I hope that helps. Okay. Come back and share and let us know how you do. But there is a female. She looks like a fire sign to me. So, and I do believe, or she's fiery personality like this. So she gets it done. If there's someone like that from the past or maybe even brand new, I'm open to that as well, but definitely go follow through on that. I do believe you're going to be okay without any, I don't see any, there's no sword energy or anything like that. It's like the way you're sleeping or resting or something like this. Okay. Hi, Gail. I'm so grateful that you're here and I'm glad you're back. And I'm definitely going to take a look at you. I want to just say, Lara, I see you as well. I'm not open to that for you. in my spirit, I feel like a little, she's saying that they want to charge her for this or that going for, I'm seeing a lot of this lately around job interviews. There should be nothing that you're paying for. I just had this happen with someone else. And it wasn't even about the background. It was something different. I don't believe you have to, if somebody's not willing to invest in you, then you're not, that's not where you want to be, to pay your own way in the door. No, I don't believe that. I think you're doing the right thing waiting. I do think something else is going to show up. And I love, I actually love that you are paying attention to your own intuition also. All right. And the emotional, I get the layers too. I feel that. And maybe like a pillow change or something, or the way you're sleeping at night. I feel some of that. Or I'm seeing this tossing and turning. I don't know if you're having restless nights or whatever, and you might have tweaked something that way. That's literally what I see. But go ahead and get it checked out, okay? All right, thanks for being here. Jean, I'm so very sorry for your loss. Jean says that my only other sibling passed 2 hours before the fire horse eclipse. I tried to get along with him, but he wasn't always hateful, wouldn't say. Well, my heart goes out to you for sure. I truly believe when, you know, I'm going to take a look at this. I like to usually wait a little tiny bit of time. It's very fresh. I am very, very sorry this happened. I don't believe we can change somebody else's anger. It's like no matter, I'm sure for a while you made attempts. Sometimes, believe it or not, I don't feel like we even play a role in someone else's anger. I have seen, and I'm just following the flow of what I'm seeing here, I have seen siblings become upset with other siblings most often or very frequently for how the parents treated them against how the parents treated, you know, themselves and things like that, and holding grudges without even knowing what's going on or what's happening. And so I'm sorry you didn't get to heal some of this, but I don't really feel like it was, you know, I don't want to say it was meant to be or not meant to be. It's unfortunate you have to carry this and wonder. I'm going to take a peek at it, but my sense is there's always some underlying bitterness is the word with the parent or a parent or parents, you know, and the sibling gets the brunt of it for some reason. I also feel some of that with you. So let me take a look. They're also showing me like a, I don't know why Jim or James or Jimmy is coming up. And I don't know why, if you knew what the reason for his passing was, Gene. Because I feel like there was something he wanted to say but didn't. And are you still with me? Because I could feel it over here too. I don't know if you're still here, but in any case, let's just take a look, okay? And we'll continue. Yeah, there were definitely misunderstandings. Our next door neighbor's son was called Jimmy. Okay. So there were some misunderstandings with all of this. Sometimes we have an opinion or we think something or somebody says something to us that wasn't true. And then we kind of run with the idea ourselves and then we believe it's true, but it isn't true. And it turned into that kind of mishmash. But for some reason, this next door neighbor, I don't know why he's coming through so strongly, but he is. And at the same time, honestly, honey, I don't think there was anything you could have done about any of this. And I think it was a bit of a bitterness over time. Was there any different way your parents or a parent treated you over him or anything like that? Would somebody like Jimmy say something weird or just very interesting things? I also think that your brother had only showed half of who he was and there were things hidden. And I'm not saying, and I don't think he was like proud of who he was all the way through his life and stuff like that. So there was a lot of self-inflicted guilt and things like that. I am sending you a ton of love. I wish you a lot of healing. I don't believe there was anything you could have done to change any of this bitterness. He had to work on it himself and chose not to. I'm very sorry for your loss. I think you lost him, or you may feel like you've lost him a long time ago with all this anger, but my heart definitely goes out to you, hon. And sometimes, you know, I don't even have an answer of why these things happen. I believe sometimes, you know, at times it protects us from something worse. I think at times it forces us to look at what we still also have to heal in ourselves, or perhaps understanding that we can't manage or control or change somebody else's fate or somebody else's spirit, you know? It's very, very challenging. But I do think that Jimmy was a sign because there may have been some chit chat or something from back when. And I don't know why I'm saying that, but that's what's come through. As well as many of the other things. I hope that makes sense. Okay. Tara, I hope you're having a great time over there at work. You have a great week. Also, thanks for stopping in and saying hi to us. Jean, we'll talk more about this in time. We'll let everything settle in and hopefully you process some of this and take it easy on yourself and go easy on yourself. I don't think there was, like, I literally have on a scale of 1 to 10, was there any way Jean could have changed this? No. It's definitely a no. You've done everything you could. I feel that strongly, but I'm sorry your heart hurts, and I definitely am sending you a big hug, okay? And we'll talk about it again down the road when things settle down. It's very fresh. All right, I hope that helps. Gail, I want to take a look at you next. Okay. And Gail, You know, sometimes it's good. And I think for everyone in moments, we have to balance our spiritual lives with our physical lives. And I believe it's very, very important to also take a break when you feel called. If things in your life feel a certain way, I think now with the year of the fire horse, I do believe movement, even if it's movement in your own body within yourself, because Lord knows I'm not going to challenge anyone to get out there with other people right now. But no, I'm teasing you guys totally. If I thought that you needed to, I would definitely say that. But and what I'm saying is movement within your own body. I feel that. And Gail, I do believe you need a little of that. Just taking a step in nature, even in just anywhere within yourself. I feel that very strongly. But I do feel movement walking. There's something about that. They're even showing me some shoes. I think you are definitely having difficulty not looking behind yourself, you know, the past. I think it's difficult when we make these decisions to move forward and then we keep looking behind us to make sure everything was done correctly or whatever it may be. You may miss the past. You may miss the companionship of having someone in your space, even though that someone may not have been the best for you. So you feel stuck or hung. You know, I literally feel like you feel stifled. And at the same time, I believe in the month of April, you are going to wind up meeting someone who is going to, let's say, cheer you up, to keep it plain and simple. But I feel strongly that this is what's going to occur. And I also believe, and I'm not ruling anyone out that you've already known or anything like this. I do feel that there is a lot of there's better times ahead. I think April's going to be a huge change. Sit tight, but also remember what I'm saying. Get out in nature, just move. I do feel a lot of reflection on the past, which this retrograde is probably going to take you there even deeper than it, you know, or as deep as it has in segments through this whole transition you're doing. But I do not feel you did the wrong thing in any way, shape, or form. I feel like you actually brought yourself to a place of peace and you don't really know, we don't know how to feel comfortable in peace sometimes when we come out of maybe a chaotic situation, even if it was mentally chaotic or emotionally difficult. You know, we don't know how to have that peace, so we get bored and then we start looking backwards and we start saying, maybe I shouldn't have, maybe this. I feel second guessing needs to go out the window, and I hope that helps, okay? It's very, very important for you to try to look ahead. And believe me when I say you have a big, April's going to be something different. Okay. And I'm not saying between now and then, look, it's right around the corner. I don't want to pull any punches here, but I feel you're going to trip over someone or something, or something's going to happen out of the blue that's really going to make you happier. Now, when we dip that toe, how many of you, since we're coming into a Pisces retrograde, have dipped that toe into the past or looked behind you? Like C.A. Brooks says, or what she had said to me once was, are you going to keep looking in that rear view mirror and almost, you know, with a potential to fall off the side of the road, or are you going to look ahead through the windshield and drive to the next destination, you know? And I feel a little bit of that, because when we look back, sometimes we kind of hurt ourselves more, or it brings up more self-doubt instead of just going forward and keep taking steps forward. And that's what I love, would love for you to do. And I feel a lot of that. And I also believe that, I know this is crazy, Gail, but there's something about shoes that keep coming up, like changing your shoes or buying new shoes or getting out there walking. Kind of, you know, I see the feet and walking in nature, and that may help a lot. Okay. But there's going to be something very, very good. And it looks very like a permanent scenario, not a temporary scenario. It's not just a one happy day and it's over. It's definitely something very significant. Okay. All right, you come back and let us know. All right, now let's take... Fairy says, I'm so excited to take action towards a new and improved work situation. I already love what I do. You know, it's time for a change to something more. Okay, I know. Okay, let's take a look at you also. Nadine, thank you on the pink and the blue. Always. Oh, I definitely think you're gonna go into a more sustainable time. And I also feel there's expansion. It's in addition to, and I feel even as early as June, you are going to know this is true and it will become more sustainable. And I also feel where before you may have been a little afraid even, I believe that there is no more fear. And I don't know if that makes sense or resonates yet, but you will know what I'm talking about. I just think you're really ready. And let's just say June's going to be really significant for you, okay? I see an increase in like financial gain. I see more money, but it's also showing the spirit of generosity. So when I see that, it's like, I think that to be it, you know, share, give of yourself, be open to receive as well. And sometimes I get like when I get the spirit of generosity, I say, don't be afraid or hold yourself back from attending any event or something in the community to give back. Also, I see a lot of sustainability, and I love I'm pulling so many sixes as well. So June is, I just pulled another one, and ultimately the Ten of Cups. So, you know, I keep saying June, but I'm also saying the next 6 months, you have tremendous amount of growth. I love it. And, I'm super excited for you. Okay. All right. I hope that helps. Leslie, thank you so much. I mean, guys, I'll tell you, always with the mic, you know, I have to thank Mark Husson. He always makes sure that I have what I need in by way of, you know, the fluffy, he just knows my personality. So I definitely learn a lot about where to get this stuff and as well as, receive all the fluffy. So you can shout out to him. And, I definitely, I'm on a pink bender probably forever. So that's just, if you guys knew how much pink was in here, you would definitely laugh. But thank you for your compliments. I appreciate it. Okay. Christina Byers, happy birthday to you on Sunday. Let's take a look at you. We have just another minute or two, and I'm more than happy to pull a card for your birthday. Okay. And thank you to everyone else coming in, and thank you for being with us always. I'll be super excited to be with you guys through the retrograde cycle. Thank you for all the Lulu love. She's definitely running me through it, I could tell you that.
every time I think it's, you know, we're there, we're not there anymore. So we are now up and about. We may not know where we are some of the time, but it's definitely not painful or anything like that. So I'm enjoying every minute with her. And thank you for that.
All right, Christina, here we go. I think you're going on a new journey too. And I also believe that you've wiped out a lot and are wiping out a lot of your past and taking a new adventure. And I feel like your attitude of gratitude is definitely going to shine through this year. And I absolutely know that you are going, I want to say take a risk. And I don't know why that's the message for you this year, or take risks, take more risk, let it go, let things be, let go and let God is another message coming through. It's the Fool card. So you're starting fresh. I love that. I can't wait to talk to you more and thank you for being here. Okay. So the Fool would be, of course, with a sense of wisdom, it's okay to take new risk. Okay. And I love that. And I hope that you definitely have a wonderful happy birthday, and thank you so much for being here, and I'm sending big hugs to you, okay? We've been together a long time on this path too, on through One to Listen, so thank you. Walking in trust is right, and letting go and letting God to really surrender to trust and taking those risks where I think before you may have not, okay? All right, sweetie. I'm so grateful for that. And thank you, Lori. Lori, are you going live today? Everyone tune in. Laura, congratulations to you and Micah. I am so very proud of you for your achievements. And we'll see you guys all next week. Serena, thank you for being our producer. Bye, everybody. Have a great week. Bye now.